This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome, I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Coming up, the search for truth intensifies as the SEC and FBI join the Justice Department and the Federal Trade Commission in probing how Cambridge Analytica bought the data of 87 million Facebook users without their consent. The details on where everything stands, but first, these tech headlines. JetBlue's top tech execs are tapping startups to help the airline innovate. The journal says JetBlue Technology Ventures, based in Silicon Valley, has made early and mid-stage investments in 18 startups in 2016, and that it invests in startups with tech that could add business value. One blockchain startup called Filament allows companies to connect and monitor their industrial assets using blockchain. Micro Focus sells SUSE ahead of an HPE deal. The British software firm said it was selling SUSE for $2.5 billion to a private equity firm. The journal reports the move provides extra cash as it tries to iron out a tumultuous 2016 merger with Hewlett-Packard's software business. And Target plans to add automatic cash counting machines to its nearly 2,000 stores starting this summer. This follows other retailers who are automating more store jobs as labor costs rise. The gray machines, known as cash recyclers, count bills and coins quickly, but they also allow stores to digitally bank their cash and predict how much money is needed for each cashier's shift. Target will start adding the machines to 500 stores this August and then eventually roll them out to all U.S. stores. Coming up, the SEC and the FBI dive into the Facebook probe over user data. What happens now? This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. The SEC and FBI are now involved in the epic probe of how political analytics firm Cambridge Analytica purchased data on 87 million users of Facebook without their consent. Let's get the latest on the story. Back with us is friend of the podcast, Wall Street Journal reporter Georgia Wells. Welcome back, Georgia.
Hey, Tanya.
So here we are again talking about this epic saga that is, you know, the Facebook user data controversy. Let's talk about how things have just gotten a little bit bigger and broader. I understand the probe has widened significantly. What's the latest?
Yes. So we previously knew that the Justice Department and the FTC were asking Facebook questions about how Cambridge Analytica, which is that analytics firm that was tied to President Trump's campaign, how it purchased data on 87 million Facebook users without their consent. Now we know that the SEC and the FBI are also asking Facebook questions about this incident. So from this, we know that there's growing interest in Washington to learn more about what happened.
It's interesting to note how things might change and the directions things might take. The SEC's involvement in particular, what they could bring about, what they could shed light on about accountability could be very interesting.
Exactly. So the SEC's involvement indicates that there's interest not just in what happened, but in how Facebook is talking about what happened. Because the SEC, you know, is tasked with holding companies accountable for the statements they make to investors. So this is going to shine a really bright spotlight on how Facebook's descriptions of what had happened have changed. And also, there are discrepancies between how Facebook and how Cambridge Analytica have described the relationship between the two companies. And so I think we could expect to see the SEC will want to learn more about that.
And the official word from Facebook is more assurances of cooperation is pretty much what they're, you know, bringing to the public in terms of what they have to say, correct?
Exactly. Facebook has said they're cooperating with officials in the U.S. and U.K. and they're providing testimony, they're answering questions, and Facebook has pledged to continue to assist these agencies in their work.
You see how this has really advanced and the scope of this investigation has really broadened to epic proportions now. What happens next? Does this turbocharge some sort of new landscape here? I mean, is something on the horizon maybe quicker than we realize?
Right, exactly. Like, it's hard for me to predict what will happen next, but now that there are four federal agencies involved, we can assume that this is, like, becoming an increasingly important issue for lawmakers in Washington. One of the issues that we heard lawmakers ask repeatedly when Mark Zuckerberg, the CEO of Facebook, was testifying in April was, many lawmakers were asking questions about regulating Facebook. Can Facebook regulate itself? Does there need to be more oversight? And so I think these are questions that are going to certainly become increasingly important over the next couple months in Washington.
Leave it right there. Georgia, thanks so much.
Thank you, Tanya.
Thanks again to tech reporter for the Journal, Georgia Wells. For more on the story, head to WSJ.com. Wrapping up the tech news briefing for now, I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Thanks for listening.